The Hamlin Hanger.
Now, we had the goal of the day, which was our man Parker, Spider-Man. He kicked a magnificent goal down in front of us, Benny. You called it nicely. I think he might also figure in the mark of the day highlights.
Yeah, he did. Our Hamlin Hanger of the day, Matthew Parker, produced it at the, I think it might have been in the second quarter, round about the 25-minute mark. The number 34 for the Saints produced our Hamlin Hanger.
Remember, he's about 60 from goal. Deliberate no. Now he squares and he's going to kick a high ball. So we're looking for a high flyer. Is there a Hamlin Hanger hovering? Oi. Is there? What? I tell you what. I thought there was going to be a high flyer. I didn't know who it was going to be, and emerging out of the pack was Parker.
Yeah.
What a great mark.
He did the business, Parker. He's just something for Saints fans to hang their hat on what was a disappointing in-the-end performance from their side after a bright start. And we might have a little bit of a two-in-one. He got the mark of the goal of the day and the mark of the day. And then in the third quarter, he produced the two-in-one.
In what order? Let's have a listen to this.
The hack-out ball is going to come back because battle-marked, runs to 55, flying shot at goal. Parker! Oh! Goal of the day! Mark of the day! All in one!
He's a jumping machine.
Goodness me! Parker elevated high. Took a beauty, turned around, kicked the goal, and Saint fans get off their plastic.
I did. I got a little muddled up there. Yeah, I actually called the goal when he marked it, and the called mark the mark when he golded it. So, we've got, but it was an exciting passage of play from a real emerging player for the team.
The Hamlin Hanger.